This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Welcome into the latest edition of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast, the show of the Orlando sports fan. Happy to have you on board today. Thanks for hitting that play button. Thanks for downloading this podcast. And if you can find it in your heart to subscribe and rate and review, that really helps push this thing towards the top of any sort of sports category list. But the Orlando sports fan is who we try and super serve, and hopefully you feel like we have done that for you. That is certainly our pleasure to do that. Shout out to Sean Green, another great episode this week talking about UCF baseball moving into the top 20 and the spring game, which is coming up this weekend as well. Greg Rhodes, who stepped into the Magic time machine, a look back to a day when the Magic were relevant 10 years ago as they are right now. So some good stuff there. Also, John Finkel, who joined me to chat about the life of Macho Man Randy Savage. This past weekend at WrestleMania was incredible. I wasn't there. I've been to a number of WrestleManias in my life, fortunate enough to say that, and it's an incredible experience. There's nothing quite... If you're a wrestling fan, you have to make a pilgrimage to go to a Mania, because there really is nothing like it, and this past one would have been a great one to go to. They pulled out all the stops and really... really leaned into this idea that Vince is not a part of this operation anymore. I thought that that was really interesting. The end was as exciting an end to WrestleMania. It's like a fever dream for wrestling fans, whether you've been a fan for 10 years, 20 years, 5 years. They kind of hit every note with The Rock coming out, John Cena, Undertaker. Really wish we had seen Stone Cold, but beggars can't be choosers here. Also, I mean, just for me personally, home life-wise, the last couple of weeks were so busy for me. The middle of March with the start of March Madness and the events that we had for the live show around that, NFL owners meetings, a really busy Magic home schedule. So I feel like I'm just playing catch-up with family time with my wife and my four-year-old son. So that has been... that's been really nice, being able to sit back and just kind of hang out with them. We've been watching Disney movies like this new Wish, by the way, for the parents that are listening to this new Wish movie with that cute star. He's a huge fan. Highly recommend that. It's another one of those Disney classics. So all in all, a really good week. A beer release at Hourglass Brewing on Friday. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you have already made it out to that event, and we were able to chop it up over there, and they just do such an incredible job of cranking out really good, delicious beer. This one, a hoppy lager. As of this recording, I haven't even tried it yet, so I can't give you the full review, but they always crush it and do a good job, so I'm excited to get out there. And again, a forecasting thank you to those that are listening to this, but also made it a point to come out. But enough of this pre-roll podcast ramble fest. It's time to get you what you came for. Paolo Banchero, is he getting the respect that he deserves? And fair question to ask, does he deserve it? Hot takes only.
I want to see an aggressiveness, an assertiveness late in games, especially if Franz is out like he was last night. He needs to develop the ability to take over, and we see flashes of it, but that should have been a Paolo Banchero explosion night. Instead, he hoisted up the same number of shots as Markel Fultz, and it's one of the things that I think holds people back from putting Paolo in that superstar conversation. But some folks of prominence are starting to buy in. Here's Paul Pierce giving Paolo his due respect.
You know who ain't getting no credit? Paolo Banchero.
Yeah, he's not on national TV.
Bro, he made the All-Star team in his second year. I look up and Orlando is in the fourth slot. Who pegged Orlando after the season they had last year as a top four seed, possibly going to sew up a first round home court advantage. Nobody saw that coming, and I don't hear nobody nationally talking about Paolo. So, you know, I was calling him Pablo, Escobar.
It's my man, Habanero from Duke.
Paolo Banchero.
Well, listen, man, I mean, you got to earn the right for me to know your name.
Hey, I know your name now. Your name, I know Paolo.
Okay, a lot to digest there. One, if you are announcing your respect for the man, maybe get his last name right. Also, earning the right for you to have your name discussed in a proper manner, getting to the NBA, I think, is reason enough to want to get someone's name right. Even if you're Paul Pierce and you played in the league and you were a superstar in your own right, just getting to the NBA is a, you know what, just introducing yourself to somebody, no matter your profession, is a good reason to want to get their name right. I've screwed up names, but it's not something that somebody else has to earn. That's something that you have to figure out for yourself as the one who's spitting names out of your mouth.
Listen, if you want to have any credibility around the game of basketball, whether it be as an analyst, as a former player, as a podcast, whatever it might be, Paul Pierce fits into a couple of those categories. Know the dude's names. Paolo Banchero has earned the right for many years now, even beyond the NBA, for people to know his name. You are intentionally making a point of it to not get it right. If you don't know it, that it's Paolo Banchero. And Paolo, okay, we'll let that slide.
Yeah.
But if you're saying Pablo Banchero at this point, you're doing that intentionally.
Yeah. You might as well just call him Habanero like right. You did back in the day. They did that flashback clip, I think, when he was coming out of Duke when Paul Pierce was breaking down his game. You lose all credibility with me when that's the way you're pronouncing these names. Now, Paul Pierce and guys like that can still maintain a little bit of it because they played in the league and they played at a high level. But if you're walking down the street, you're at the dry cleaners and you're wearing a Magic shirt and somebody strikes a conversation with you and they start saying Banchero or Franz Wagner, or they say, I love the Magics. You know, like those are things that you go, I'm tuning you out.
Yeah.
The second you start with the, you can't even pronounce these names right. I know that Paul Pierce doesn't fit into this category. It's kind of his own thing as a guy who used to play in the league. But just know out there, if you're going to strike up a conversation, a sports conversation, you got to get names right. That is paramount to the conversation continuing and being respected by both parties.
Mama Karen loves the Magics. Let me tell you. Sweet Tea's mama, she's a big Orlando Magics fan. Shout out to my mom.
By the way, there is someone that listens to this show that makes shirts and sells shirts that say Go Magics.
Yeah.
As a way to have fun with and make fun of those people that still pluralize Magic. And they sent me two of those shirts. So I now have two shirts that say Go Magics, which I really appreciate. If you're listening to this show, I appreciate you sending that to me. But I feel weird wearing those as somebody who works alongside the team because it's not, you know, it's not accurate.
Right.
So no. I don't know if I can be in on the joke, but maybe I'll give them away at our Hourglass event on Friday.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, it's Magic, everyone out there, and I think that our audience has a pretty good grasp on it. And again, if you're in the basketball community, this also isn't a Giannis Antetokounmpo situation where it's like, okay, that's a lot of vowels mashed up together that shouldn't be there. I don't know what I'm looking at for the first couple of years of his career.
Yeah.
It took when, you know, not his MVP seasons, but leading up to it, there were guys at the very professional levels that it's just a difficult name to pronounce. And that's understandable from a human element. But if you're saying Banchero or Pablo still at this point, you're doing that intentionally, and it makes you look dumb. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I think we should call Paul Pierce Powell Purse from now on.
Yeah.
And give him the respect that he is giving to Paolo. Although, to say all of that, he is saying that Paolo isn't getting the respect that he deserves. And that was what I really wanted to talk about here. Is Paolo Banchero getting the respect that he deserves around the NBA? And I mean even from us, us on this show, you listening to this show, are you appreciating, are we putting Paolo on the proper pedestal for what he and this team have accomplished? And I'm not just talking about the ESPN shows and those shows that are never going to talk about the Magic. You could literally throw a Magic t-shirt at their face while they're on the air. They're not going to talk about the Magic. And I'm not talking about them. But people who actually talk NBA, people like us who talk about the Magic all the time, do we appreciate what he has done as the star on this team for a team that right now, as it stands today, is sitting in the four seed? Nobody had that happening. He's the best player on the squad. And, you know, even I opened the show today kind of like, I need to see a little bit more. And so I'll ask you, before I continue stammering on, are we giving Paolo enough respect?
I think yes, and I want to be careful with how they say this, because I don't want to say that fans are giving Paolo too much respect, local fans, that is, by expecting him to have a larger role so early in his career, for expecting him to have that closer mentality night in and night out for 82-plus games of the season. The dude is 21 years old. He's in the second year in the league. Go back to some of the great players in the league, and their numbers as a whole, and especially fourth quarter numbers, closing numbers, they aren't what they are in year two that they're going to be in year eight in the league. Again, I'm patient when it comes to this stuff. I expected the Magic to be in the play-in tournament. Obviously, it would be a late-season collapse to a sort if they only make the play-in at this point from where they currently are. But no, it's. I think the fans are putting accurate respect onto Paolo for what he's been able to do. And if anything, us being disappointed by his performance last night and not having that takeover factor is putting too much respect on a player so young in this league.
So, and I want to make sure that I frame this properly. We respect and admire Paolo's game, but people that talk about the NBA, even us, I'm not trying to point my finger at anybody here, don't put Paolo in the same conversation this year as other guys that are in similar range in terms of playoff seeding. So, like, you look at the Western Conference, the top four seeds, Minnesota, Denver, OKC, the LA Clippers, Anthony Edwards, Nikola Jokic, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Kawhi Leonard. Those guys get all the credit for their team's success. They get a lot of the credit. In the Eastern Conference side, Jason Tatum, Giannis, Jalen Brunson, and then the Magic. And it does feel like, and part of this is because it is reality, I think, Paolo is not given the same level of respect for what he has done to lift his team up as those other guys have to have their teams where they are.
Well, I remember looking back, because I think that the stats will reflect that.
They do. I was going to get to that.
Look at those guys. Going beyond just points per game, because everyone you mentioned there, it sounds like, give or take, they average more points than Paolo. They probably take more shots than Paolo. But the usage percentage, which is actually what breaks down how much of a role these guys are playing for their teams, those guys are all very high on the usage percentage charts. And when I looked back a couple weeks ago, Paolo was 20th in the league.
He's 19th right now. Yeah. And all the guys that I just mentioned. So I asked the question in almost a rhetorical fashion. Paolo's not getting the respect that he deserves because the numbers don't bear it out. And we're a numbers-driven society, sports fan society. We need to see it. We need to see it with our eyes, and then we need to look on paper or on a website and see that the numbers back it up. We know that Paolo has a huge impact on this team, but his impact statistically isn't even close to those other players. Paolo is 23rd in points per game, if you just wanted to go with that basic stat. He's 28th in assists per game, so it's not like, well, yeah, but he's passing a lot. Yeah, he is, but he's 28th, so it's not top tier in the league. Threes made per game, we know that's his biggest weakness, and that's one thing that will definitely draw people away from giving you proper respect in today's NBA. He ranks 126th in made threes per game. in terms of PI, which nobody talks about for good reason. This is a nerd stat. Player impact estimate. It measures the overall contribution to the game. For reference, Embiid, Jokic, and Doncic are the top three. Giannis is in the top five. SGA. Paolo ranks 58th in that statistic. Overall analytical contribution to the game. And then player usage, we just talked about that. He ranks 19th. Paolo is not being given the respect that he probably deserves, but that's also because statistically it hasn't been earned yet. I do think that he'll get there, but there's a reason. So, you know, we appreciate Paolo here properly, but there is a reason why he is not put on that pedestal. He hasn't gotten to that pedestal yet.
Seeking out podcast production just like this? Check out Authentic Audio Productions by visiting our website, AuthenticAudioPro.com. We specialize in audio production of any kind, commercials, live endorsements, and podcast production. We can make you sound this good and help you tell your story. Let Authentic Audio be your guide. Follow the show. Keep up on Facebook by becoming a certified Zonehead. Also on Instagram, at Zoneheads Orlando, and on YouTube. Thanks so much for checking out this week's episodes. Continue to let the internet know that we're out here. Follow us, rate us, review us. We greatly appreciate it. Done for the week. Chat soon, Zoneheads.